My guest at this time is California State Senator Tony Strickland. He is now a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives in the 26th Congressional District, which looks a lot different than the current 26th District. California has been severely redistricted, but it's a very competitive seat. It's currently an open seat. And Tony, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me on, Greg.
You spent quite a few years in the California State Legislature. Why do you feel now's the time to shoot for a seat in Congress?
Well, I think our country is on the wrong track. My dad was a career military soldier, and the most important lesson that I heard from him, it's up to every generation to leave your city, state, and nation in a better spot than what you found. And I think this is the first time in American history where that's in question. We need to get our economy rolling again. We need to make sure we have a strong national defense, and we need to be energy independent, and we need leadership in Washington. I'm looking forward to being a strong voice to take our country back.
Energy has been a big issue in your California political career. If folks, certainly in your state, remember, but folks around the country may remember the rolling blackouts in 2001. Talk about your role in bringing those to an end and explaining to the people why those were happening.
Well, at the beginning of the energy crisis here in California, Governor Gray Davis locked our state into these long-term power contracts, these energy contracts, and he refused to disclose what he was paying to keep the lights on here in the state of California. So I took him to court under the Public Records Act, and we won a lawsuit, Strickland v. Davis, forced disclosure of those energy contracts, and found out that Governor locked in higher price contracts in the next 15, 20 years than the worst price during the spot market. And the energy companies had bad PR, went back to the negotiation table. We saved ratepayers over $1 billion over the next 15 to 20 years. And that's the kind of leadership I'd like to bring to Washington.
What about energy on the national stage? Where would you focus?
Well, we don't have a plan right now. I mean, it's hard to go anywhere if you don't have a plan. I think we need to be energy independent. We need to tap into our natural resources we have here at home, and that'll help create the American jobs that we need to get this economy moving again. This is the first time that, you know, I can ever think of that we're funding both ends of a war. We're sending billions of dollars to countries that don't like us that fund terrorist networks. And so it just doesn't make sense not to tap into the energy here at home, put people back to work, and it's a national security issue as well.
We're talking with Tony Strickland, California State Senator, candidate for Congress in the newly drawn 26th District. For the most part, based on the current congressional map and the new one, it looks like this is largely the district formerly held by retiring Republican Congressman Elton Gallagly. Does that put you in a pretty strong position? I know it's generally considered a Democrat plus two district, but is a lot of it that old district?
I'm in a very strong position because there isn't an area in this district I have not represented in the California legislature. This district is used to voting for me, and they voted for me off and on now for 14 years. I've always been very successful here at the local level in Ventura County. This is a district I grew up in, and it's a district I deeply care about, and it's a district I know. And the constituents in this district know me as well. And I've been honored to serve them in Sacramento, and I'll be honored to serve them in Washington, D.C.
What makes you better than your opponent for this seat?
Well, one, I know the district. Two, I've represented every corner of this district. You know, the leading Democratic candidate is Julia Brownlee, who moved from outside the district. She doesn't know the district. She's getting familiar with the district. And different candidates have different pockets of this area, but I've represented this entire district. I know the values. And we need someone strong in Washington. For example, the most important, the largest employer in this district is Naval Base Ventura County, and I'm the only candidate that's out front standing against the deep defense cuts that are being proposed in Washington. 19% of our budget in Washington is in defense, but 50% of the proposed cuts are in defense. With what's going on in Iran and North Korea, our country needs to be stronger. I believe in Reagan's axiom as peace through strength. I think the most essential role of government is national security and public safety. And they'll have a congressman in Ventura County that'll protect the 19,000 jobs at Naval Base Ventura County. That's why I'm honored to have Britt Connors, who was a five-year commander at Naval Base Ventura County, co-chairing my campaign. Because he knows I'll fight for the men and women wearing our uniform and keep America strong through a national defense as well as a strong economy.
Talk about the economy a little bit more. Obviously, very different competing visions between the administration and most Democrats, with Republicans who are now in the majority in the House of Representatives. What ideas have you particularly pursued in California, which is in an economic mess of its own, and which of those ideas and which perhaps new ideas would you bring to D.C.?
What I like to bring to the national stage is right now we have a penalty on American corporations of a 35% tax on American corporations that want to bring their money here back from abroad, back home. I think the true stimulus plan is to send those $1.3 trillion from abroad back here, make sure we don't have that penalty, and we can bring good American jobs here at home. My largest employer is Amgen, largest private employer is Amgen, and we need to make sure that those American corporations invest here at home and hire Americans instead of reinvesting abroad, and our tax policy just does not make sense. I would also get rid of the death tax, so folks who own their ag land here in Ventura County can pass it on from generation to generation. And a lot of businesses now, your life's work as an individual can't be passed on through an unfair death tax.
One of the arguments coming from Democrats across the board, of course, is that if Republicans win the White House, win a majority in Congress, we're going to see more of what we saw in the last decade when there are obviously deficits and a lack, as most people, even a lot of Republicans who are in office then and now would admit, a lack of spending discipline at the time. How do you kind of characterize yourself in the Republican spectrum? Or do you identify with the Tea Party? Are you more of a moderate? It sounds like a lot of the ideas you're espousing here are pretty conservative.
Well, I'm a Strickland Republican. I do what I think is right for the people in my district and what's right, what I think will move this country forward. And I think we owe it to our kids and our grandkids not to leave them a mountain of debt. I think one of the best things we can do to tackle the debt is make sure we grow this economy. If we put people back to work and grow this economy, that will help with our deficit. But also, on top of that, we owe it to our hardworking California families that we stretch their hard dollars that they do send to Washington, D.C. to maximize those dollars. We need more oversight on the federal budget. You've seen what's happened in a lot of departments where they've gone in, to Vegas conventions and wasted tax dollars. I will be a champion to make sure that we maximize every precious dollar as if it was my own when it goes to Washington, to make sure we stretch those dollars. Because you have to think of those hardworking men and women in your district who are sending money to Washington, and you owe it to them to stretch that money and not waste it.
What other issues would you be actively interested in? We talked about energy. We talked about the economy, taxes, deficits. You mentioned your dad's a career military officer, perhaps on the international stage, which is something you don't deal with a ton in the state legislature. What would you focus on there?
I'm a strong supporter of Israel. I think what we need to do is make sure we protect our friends and understand that Israel's our number one ally in the Middle East and around the world. And I think we have to do whatever we can to preserve the democracy in the Middle East. And I think this president has not shown a lot of strength behind Israel. He has not even visited Israel as president. I would do whatever I can to make sure that we prevent Iran from having nuclear capability. Unlike the Soviet Union, where I grew up as a kid, Iran has said and will use that nuclear capability against our friends Israel, and be a travesty. We need to do whatever we can to make sure that we back Israel and that we do whatever we can to prevent Iran from possessing that nuclear weapon.
Senator, where can folks find more about you online?
TonyStrickland.com. I made it as easy as possible.
TonyStrickland.com to learn more about the candidate or if you wish to assist with the campaign. Sir, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Tony Strickland, California State Senator, now a Republican candidate for Congress in California's newly drawn 26th congressional district. It's an open seat, expected to be one of the most competitive of the 2012 cycle on the House side. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.